My name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And Haunted Halloween from Mostly Screamin' Sentai.
Wipe out.
Yes, it's a scary thing. And speaking of scary things, guys, I'm done with two eyes. That's right. I just want one eye opened at all times. The other one, get the fudge out of here. Bye-bye 3D movies. Bye-bye VR experiences. And kaputs to my depth perception. One eye is the way to go. And speaking of ways to go, whoa. Oh, I'm in a different dimension where things aren't sad from real life experiences that recently happened that if you follow us on Twitter, we're not talking about today.
Oh, we're not? Okay.
Oh, well, do you want to? Okay. No.
I don't know.
Okay. Speak up.
I'm scared.
You shouldn't be. You're on scare tactics. Oh my God, my friend set me up. And my friend who set me up for life with love, happiness, and co-hosting, my queen, my co-host,
hi,
Nicole Jacus.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm not doing well.
We've had it
physically, mentally, and emotionally poor.
Sexually, how are you doing though?
Pretty well, actually.
No,
I've been jacking off left and right.
No, James.
Then getting soft when you think about the tragedy that happened over the weekend.
Cool.
I was almost late for recording This Movie's Gay because of that situation. I was masturbating for probably like 2 hours.
Oh my God.
Because
you were sad?
Yeah.
I've had diarrhea for the last 3 days.
Diarrhea.
From just general stress. My body breaking down on me.
A body is breaking
and
down.
All the terrible things happening all the time. So it's been real fun.
And eating a bunch of ice cream. We can't leave that out.
And I feel like shit. So I'm probably just going to go to sleep after this.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
How long will you be sleeping, though?
I don't know.
Probably for a haunting hour. Oh, guys, that's right. It's Halloween. And, guys, we have a guest today.
Oh, God.
But you see that in the friggin' description, you stupids, don't you? If you didn't, you're stupid. And even if you did, you're stupid. Remember that. They're all gonna laugh at you, Carrey style. Not Jim Carrey style, you know. Woman who got blood poured on her, and then her mother said, "Breast, mama." They're called breast, and everyone
has them.
The mom
said that.
Yeah, the mom says that.
Okay.
She's a very forward-thinking Christian woman.
Yeah, sorry. I'll try to talk louder. I just saw my waveform, and I was like, Jesus, that's quiet.
Yeah. I guess you should always have the computer in front
of
you.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, is I would, like, see what my waveform looked like. But then I stopped. I don't know.
He said, fuck this. We're in pandemic right now. Guys, you've known him if you've listened to this show, if you've been on our streams, if you listen to my other podcast, Hit It and Crit It, the wonderful DM there. He weaves a story, but he also weaves equally frustrating puzzles. Corey King.
That's me, the puzzle boy. The scariest thing about my adventures.
Yes, are the puzzles.
Yeah.
And then the scariest thing to you are magical belts that give a wizard far too much strength.
I wouldn't say that I'm scared of them as much as I am horrendously angered by them.
Yes. Pushing. Or wait, no, I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who's going to listen to Hit It and Crit It. Victor, who I play, is a wizard with 25 strength because of a belt that was passed down to him from his bone cult.
Sure.
Oh, poor boy.
Yeah. Corey, let the listeners know. They haven't heard you on hit it and crit it. They haven't heard you on anything besides if they're listening to Nomad's streams. What have you been up to?
Hey, I've been working on streaming, get myself through this whole pandemic thing, staying indoors. It's a good way to reach back out to the world and without actually venturing out into it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of streaming over on Twitch at Nomads101. And primarily recently, I've been working on setting up that hidden credit map on stream.
Hell yeah.
Gothica, just so we have a visual representation of the world we're working with. And I decided, you know, if this goes well, I'll probably make a map of another place in that world pretty soon. So I've been keeping myself busy.
Heck yeah. When are we going to get Nomads 102?
Not for another few years yet. We actually delayed that back due to problems on the production line.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We need, you know, when you get done with 101, you go to 102 and you learn a little bit more.
I never learn from my mistakes. So that's primarily why we've delayed that production.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the issues with production right now?
Well, I got these damn old silly hands, man. They're slipping and sliding all over the production line. There's no production.
Yeah, how did you describe them again?
They're damn old silly hands, okay, man. They don't know what's going on.
Who? Can you put gloves on? I mean, you should have gloves on anyway.
Yeah, I can't grapple. I can't grapple them.
There's no grapple available. Gloves just slip off?
Just slip and slide right on off.
They would just slip right off.
Yeah, my fingers don't know what's going on.
Have you tried stapling gloves to yourself?
I can't grapple the stapler.
Has someone else helped you with this?
Well, see, I tried to get my good friend Shane to staple them for me, but you see, they're just so dang silly, man.
Okay.
Like, they're just like bobbing and weaving like they're butterflies. They sting like beavers.
Damn.
Beavers sting, right?
Yeah, beavers sting when they swack you real hard with their tail. That stings.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the Hertz donut.
I mean, it's bad, but it's good that I have a correct analogy.
Yeah. It's science.
You're right.
Science for any occasion is greatness. We hear, however,
science is great for any occasion.
Yeah, it's a Beastie Boys line.
Okay.
We, however, don't believe in science on this podcast. We're very anti that. It scares us.
See, I've done the research. I read all the science, but I just don't believe it.
Not at all. E equals MC squared. No, I'm pretty sure that was disproven. So even laws can be wrong unless they're by the police. Then they are always correct.
Oh, no. James, no. Because
I started saying that. I was like, wait, a person wouldn't think that because they would have to say, well, unless it's a police officer because they believe so much in that. Ooh,
I only believe in what policemen say.
And women.
No.
Whoa.
Women can't be
police. No.
It's fucking science, bro. It's funny because it's hypocritical to what I just said like 30 seconds ago, which is on track to people who think that way.
That's science that talks in favor of our opinion,
yeah, exactly.
It's good science.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! No, never mind.
It's when the science benefits me is when it's real.
I was going to. Okay, my joke was going to be like, oh yeah, you know, eugenics, very pro eugenics, but I think even racist people these days don't even, or they're just so stupid that they don't know about that concept, so they don't bring it up.
Yeah.
So.
They're like, that sounds like too much science.
Yeah. The past is too much science. Researching, I don't want to do, even if it does benefit my terrible beliefs.
They just need they're rather looking for instant gratification on Facebook from memes and such.
Yeah. Oh my God, we should start eugenics memes.
No.
No.
What did I sign up for?
Well, this is great because this is like the current day horrors, and today is our Halloween episode.
That's true. We are perpetually living in a nightmare.
Also, guys, Black Lives Matter. Like, you should understand that by now. And that we are.
And if you don't, like, maybe talk to a black person. Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, guys, I'm here right now talking to you.
Instead of only listening to what white people have to say about it.
Also, just because you have a, like, coworker who is black doesn't mean you are talking to them. Or it's like, oh, no, I've said hello to a black person. That doesn't count. Like, you need to have a conversation with them.
Like, I mean, listen to them about Black Lives Matter and shit. That's what I mean. To
Pretty
be specific.
Please.
But Candace Owens is agreeing with my belief system, Nicole.
Okay, but I said people. That's multiple. Not those, just one.
Those two
Not
twins.
Not just one that has plenty of lobbyists.
And yeah, preferably someone who is like a everyday person.
Who isn't profiting off from spreading fear and hate.
Yeah.
Oh boy, politics, super scary.
Chia, go vote, guys, this Tuesday. Morph the vote, as the morphing community is speaking of. And guys,
2020, hold on.
What's up?
Best 2020 Halloween costume is just wearing a Black Lives Matter sign and just going into like the South. Like, you know, that would be so scary to them.
Feeling some real holiday horror.
Yeah.
But speaking of Morph the Vote,
or
guys.
To Michigan.
Oh, my God. I had such a great transition. We were talking. I was going to say.
We're just outdoors because everyone sucks.
I like that we're all waiting to interrupt him again.
I would say, like, I wish this happened a week ago, because then I could say, oh, another person in the house could interrupt us by barging in here and screaming real quick.
Wow, way to make it real depressing now.
Speaking of things.
It wasn't depressing before, but now it is.
Speaking.
Our best friend died.
Pew, 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 pew.
Burr, burr, burr.
Cry. All day, my knife's in my hand, it might bleed me. Guys, we watched a Power Rangers episode, and speaking of all this crazy shit, proud podcast partner of the Tokusatsu Network, go check them out. I realize we haven't done that in a few episodes because it has been a bonkers a few past weeks. We watched a Power Rangers episode entitled Lord Zedd's Monster Mash. It has the pumpkin wrapper in it. I think we're going to watch.
It was a graveyard smash, if I do say so.
Yes, that's like that. And we danced. Song by Dark Lotus, where they're fucking in a cemetery.
Yeah, I'm really upset. I was just saying the next lines of the Monster Mash song.
And we danced.
Okay.
Guys, listen to Dark Lotus.
That's how it goes.
It does. Our friend loves Dark Lotus. Corey, huge juggalo.
And then the pumpkin wrapper just starts twerking on a gravestone.
Ooh, nice. And there's a dildo slapped on it, suction cupped, because it's a Marvel gravestone. Classy, and he's squirting all over it.
Did you
Easy
say Marvel?
No, marble.
Okay.
Oh man, Corey, would a Marvel gravestone? What guys? What would be on your gravestone? And if you, zero budget, like I mean, you don't need to worry about budget. What would your gravestone be like?
Mine would definitely say, "And with that being said."
Ooh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Any shape, or is it just a normal gravestone?
It's a big middle finger.
Hell yeah, dude. Middle finger your dad.
Edgy as fuck, dude.
Chia. Nicole?
Yes.
Ooh. I don't know. Off the top of my head, I would just say, it would say, fuck this shit. Realistic. I mean, this is a joke. So obviously, cool. I ruined everything.
But
that's the whole quote.
Oh, okay, okay. Hell yeah. You saved it, Nicole.
All in quotation marks.
So many ellipses in there.
Because Nicole and I would be buried together, it would just be a gravestone pointing towards hers saying, I'm with stupid. Someone has to have done that.
I don't know.
Like, if you
maybe.
Like, let's say your grave plots are already purchased. My entire childhood was seeing my Nana and Pa's grave plots. We would visit them with my Nana and Pa and be like, hey,
like,
this
while
is.
While they're alive.
Yeah, like they've had these for years. They must
that
have had a two
insane.
For one deal.
Insane.
And you got to be prepared and think, you know? But
like to go visit.
Well, there were other people buried and
okay.
We would like walk past.
That's
it.
That's not how you said it, though.
I said what I said, as PJ would say. So if you found out you're in this situation and your spouse passes away and you find out that they were terrible, they cheated on you, had another family, all of this stuff, make your say with I'm with stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to start this trend. Just when people pass, just get radical, righteous, outlandish tombstones. That way we can, you know, bring a little happiness to the graveyard.
Some tie-dye.
No, I think it should just be memes.
Yeah.
Just like where a quote would go, just put like a picture of a meme there.
Wait, I think there is a country that has digital gravestones. So I think there have been stories where people have put memes on these gravestones.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I was thinking of putting like a blacklight poster on one.
I thought you were just going to say a black light.
No, no. I'm not Gigi Allen. You don't want to put a black light on that gravestone. Because it's covered in it.
What a man, that Gigi Allen.
Everything that would show up on a black light is on his gravestone.
Absolutely.
And speaking of gravestones, there was one in this episode. Quick synopsis, because normally I have a question to ask our guest because it ties in with their personality, the episode.
Sure.
I do, but it's based specifically on this episode. Real quick, it's a haunted Halloween in Angel Grove. And oh my God, the Rangers are such good teens, even though none of them look like teens.
Really?
And they're chaperoning children to go trick-or-treating because, hey, the parents can't do it. Some people are working mothers, okay? Especially sarcastic blonde ones. So Lord Zedd is like, this is a holiday I can get behind and don't get behind me because there's no room behind me with my thick, juicy ass. He's got a huge ass, guys.
You will be looking kind of thick, though.
Ooh, you want to put a hamburger on that and just let it get all rare because he's covered in blood. So he sicks a bunch of dead, previously used monsters on the White Ranger in the dark dimension that he's got, and the Rangers win. That's how it goes. That's the plot. We'll get into notes. However, first, Corey.
Yo.
Lord Zedd is a terrible dungeon master. He is. Every single episode, he's like, hey, I want to set my guys up for success, but there needs to be a challenge here, so I'll just put one monster on them, and it'll be fine. Oh, even if I'm not going to put all the I'm going to put multiple monsters on one, he still fudges it up by just giving them in succession instead of all at once, and they had the morpher. They could have just gone into a different dimension with the morpher, and he could have never used it ever again, jettisoned it into space. So, Corey, if you were Lord Zedd, if this were a session you were planning, how would you make this? For you can either do either or. How would you have made it more entertaining from a viewer standpoint of seeing the Rangers go in like you're Zordon? Or if you're Lord Zedd, how would you make it so these monsters would win?
Okay. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, James, with if you want this to be an entertaining battle, you have to not pull any punches. And Lord Zedd pulled a lot of punches here. One, not only did he just not utilize the fact that the White Ranger had his morpher taken from him, but he, like you said, sent them in succession, one after another. That being said, I think he should have used something with that, you know, that gatekeeper to the dark dimension.
Yeah.
He just kind of let the Rangers in somehow.
Yeah, like they were able to get out and in. There was nothing there unless we missed something of it. Like, oh, he didn't turn it correctly or some bullshit. But that was a plot point that did not need to be there.
Right. So if you're going to introduce a plot point, you have to make sure to utilize it. So I would say, for one, to make this a little bit more interesting, in order for the Rangers to get in and save the White Ranger, they have to fight the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
And the gatekeeper has got to be strong enough to be guarding that gate. So he needs all of the Rangers to take him down. Now, I don't know. I didn't see the past episodes where they resurrected these former villains that they've already faced before.
That's just this. Oh, wait. The past episodes that they came from? Or
right.
Okay.
But they seemed pretty weak if a single Ranger can take them down. Or at least fend off multiple of them.
Or it might be like Call of Cthulhu, where they have this madness after coming back, so they're not fully up to snuff.
Right. I mean, that's fair. But even if that's the case, you got to send them all at all. Make it a horde fight.
Yeah.
So you put some sweat, you apply pressure to the Rangers, or to the players in this case. And if they start getting the upper hand on the horde, then you throw the big bad in there with them.
Yeah.
You got it. I don't know what Tombstone was doing other than resurrecting, but I'm pretty sure he has at least the same level of power as Pumpkin Rapper, who, from what I can tell, his power is rapping. so he should have been able to get in there with them.
Which means his power is very weak, because, as I've said before, he's got some weak ass rhymes.
He's got weak bars, dude. Like my cousin could lift those bars, and my cousin's tiny.
Are we supposed to know who your cousin is?
No, man. I got these silly transitions. They're slipping and sliding all over the place. Yeah, no. It seems like Lord Zedd is either new to DMing or he doesn't want his players to die, which is, believe it or not, is poor DMing. Because if you're pulling punches and you're taking risk out of the equation, then it's not fun. There's no risk.
No but challenge. His players are the monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, his players are the monsters.
Yeah.
I thought the Rangers were the players, since he's the one sending the obstacles in their way.
Oh, no. I would consider like them the monsters, but if it were Zordon, then he would be the main guy.
So if his players are the monsters, then he's an even worse DM.
Yeah.
Because he's taken like level 3 characters and throwing them at like level 17 fighters, which is awful. That's sadistic, man. You can't do that. You can't for the LOLs. You gotta balance out. There's a thing called an encounter calculator, guys.
Actually, I think this makes sense, and I'm going to explain myself real quick. When there is no risk, because we've seen that they can be resurrected quite easily from what we see in this episode, it is that now, instead of Dungeons & Dragons, it is more like an RPG that you play on a video game, PC, or console. So if you're like, wow, I can level up 3 times if I beat this one person instead of just grinding for hours, the reward outweighs the risk so greatly because there is no risk at all. Like when you play .hack, you're going to find rooms and servers that are levels above you because you know, like, oh, every single time I kill a monster, 333 experience, I only need to kill 3 of them, that's a level up.
That's fair. That's fair to say. If you're dangling hard work for great reward in front of your characters, that's something else. So if you're offering that up to them and they willingly accept it, knowing the risks, then you can take that somewhere.
However, he has he sucks because they have never gotten the reward.
Right.
They've never gotten this level up.
Which means you have to take it back, you have to scale it back, and you have to give them something that they can actually do in order to get themselves stronger. Otherwise, in my case, when people fail too many times, there's like this lag. There's something that's holding them back from really immersing themselves into it, and then they perform poorly, and that reflects on, you know, your skills as managing a team altogether.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't keep morale up, then, you know, what are you doing for the people that are working for you, that are depending on you to have a good time, to offer a good story? So Lord Zedd, thick dad, love him. He looks amazing. I would do anything for him, but he's a bad DM. That's just it. I can't get around it.
Yeah. Nicole, thoughts?
No.
All right, guys, let us know what you think. Is Lord Zedd good DM or bad to the bone?
Spooky.
But let's get into the notes in this episode. Who wants to start out?
First of all, I do want to touch on something that we did mention a little bit ago. I didn't know that the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers were supposed to be teens.
Yeah.
Because they all look 30.
Absolutely.
And it was a little, I was watching this with my roommate and my girlfriend.
Wait, you have a roommate?
I have a roommate now.
Oh.
I didn't tell you about this. Yeah, no. You know Shane.
Wait, Shane's in Chicago now?
Shane's here, boy.
Oh my God, the pandemic needs to end so he can start podcasting with us.
Hell yeah.
I thought he wasn't going to move here until post-pandemic.
No, I think it just kind of came around to the point where it was like kind of like a now or never situation.
Damn.
So we decided now.
Hell yeah. He's got such a nice voice.
Yeah. And like we both or all three of us watched it. And the second that, you know, the blonde mom called them teens, just really ham fisted in teens into her sentence, we immediately were all jarred and shook and immediately started yelling about the obvious age difference between them and teenagers.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to know what? Maybe this doesn't make Zordon such a creep. He's saying like, oh, I need teens, just teens. But he's getting people who aren't teens to play teens. Is it still creepy? Yes, but it's not immediately bad.
Yeah.
He's just trying to meet some sort of quota. But like, it's trying to skimp past the rules just so that he himself doesn't compromise his own moral standing.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's doing this on purpose. So, like, his higher ups are like, only teens. And he's like, I don't feel like doing this. Hey, guys, I'll give you immense power. But if my manager comes along, just please, please, please say you're a teen. Say you're in high school.
If anyone asks, you're 16.
Just let them know you just got your driver's permit. Just flash a report card at them. They'll believe you then.
That being said, I did not, because this is Mighty Morphin was the show I watched back in the day as a kid. I did not remember Zordon being that creepy.
Yeah, so Nicole had a note about it, and Nicole, you want to say it?
The animation of him is terrible. When he talks, they don't move. Like, his mouth doesn't move. But for some reason, they, like, make his neck and, like, chin move as if that's what he's using to talk.
Okay, so the reason for that is the original actor and voice actor left. But they didn't want to change his image because the same reason why they didn't use the Die Ranger costumes, because they were like, oh, these costumes are now iconic. If we change it, what, our ratings will plummet. We're now a billion-dollar company, even just through toys, not realizing like, oh, we could just sell new toys. Holy shit. So they just used his face. For the rest of the time, I believe.
Is there a reason why he left?
For a previous obligation, like a contractual obligation, I believe. Because originally for season one, I don't think they thought this was going to be a smash hit that it was.
Yeah.
Well, watching it now, I can agree with where their heads were.
It's odd that this became such a smash hit. What were you going to say, Nicole?
Well, I mean, I understand why they did it, because it would be more work, but like, they could have just taken past images of that person's face and sort of like take snapshots to like animate the mouth or something. Or just have someone do the mouth.
Well, that would be creepy. What they should have done is just taken...
I just feel like they could just do something.
Oh, well, like they would do with Rita from Zooranger, they should have just taken his face and looped it as he's talking and then just dubbed over that.
That, yeah.
That's better. And then you put in that static that he has because it's perfect. It is making it so you can do this. There is static there that you can distort, and it's hard to read his lips.
Right. And he still gives off that otherworldly, you know, greater power feeling. And I feel like, or you could just make his neck and chin move a bunch. Either or, I think, is like...
Rangers. Let me try and just
and they should feel bad.
It was truly like they were trying to ventriloquist this man's face. Because when a ventriloquist talks, it's just you just see like the chin and the neck move.
Right. It was like he was puppeteering without a puppet.
Yeah. That's baffling. But also it would be, because then it should be the other person who is the ventriloquist, the new voice actor, not the other way around. Man, they tried skimping on money so much, which is why you don't see the red, black, and yellow ranger not in suits. Because
that's what I was going to ask, where the fuck they were this episode.
They had left because they weren't getting paid like anything. The Saban shortchanged people so much that they're like, this is a smash hit. Why aren't we getting paid more? And Saban's like, I can just replace you. As long as the suits are the same, that's what's selling. So we'll get three other people in here.
That's what we picked up too, is that like it just seemed that blue. So it was just blue and pink ranger left. Everyone else was gone.
And white JDF.
Well, in white. Yes.
And him coming in as that pirate, I was like, oh, JDF can swab my poop deck, swash my buckle. Oh,
what the fuck is Kimberly supposed to be?
I think a clown, which I think is a callback from the last pseudo Halloween episode with Pumpkin Wrapper, because I think she was also a clown then. I think she's like a court jester, except she does have a tear tattoo on her face.
I guess.
Doesn't that imply like some sort of jail time that she's undergone if you have a tear tattoo?
Or a friend of yours has died, I think.
It's one of the two. Either is equally dark to put into a 90s kids show.
The game shows up and he's like, hey, I know what you mean, dude.
Well, I feel like that's more of a mime thing.
Oh, yeah. She might have been like a mime. That wouldn't have been out yet. I was going to say that she is Jamie from Halloween 4.
No.
Or Halloween 5.
Halloween 4. Even worse. She's like, I'm a victim in a slasher movie.
Well, no, at the end, she
They're
ends
like,
up stabbing.
This is the only non-overtly sexual costume we could find for women.
You have to be a glitter clown.
We
I
don't
hope
know
you're okay
what
with
it
that.
Is, but...
It's not sexy.
But it's PG, so we'll take it.
It may be some people's things.
You'll have to wear a long sleeve under it, though.
Yeah, we can't, like, the absence of breasts needs to be there.
Yeah.
No shapely figure can be seen.
As little skin showing as possible.
Yes, and we'll put a tear on your face so it distracts, like that shininess distracts from your gorgeous face. So zero sexuality is here.
I will say that from what I've seen of the other Power Rangers series, which is not a lot, that this like... Mighty Morphin is just seems like so wholesome compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the teens are like, quote unquote, like good kids in the other series. But these, like, they're actively like doing community service and like wanting to like help other people and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, hey, this is what a good person looks like.
I'm guessing they're doing that because one, like, Saban does put a lot of morality tales throughout, especially in like Ninja Steel, they're hammered over the head. But I think they probably were doing that to off balance the violence in this show.
Yeah.
Even though, like, by today's standards, very tame, but kids were punching siblings and they're like, we can't have this. So they're like, well, no, we're telling the kids to be good.
Yeah. Which is ironic due to all the, you know, behind the scenes persecution that was happening for Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
Poor boy.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well.
Fingers crossed.
Silly fingers crossed.
You can't cross them. They're too silly.
I know. It's awful.
Or sometimes you can't uncross them because they're too silly.
No one will exchange currency with me anymore. I'm just trying to desperately pay for items, but no one wants to touch my hands.
You, during school,
QR during codes only
typing classes, the teachers were so pissed at you because you would never have proper etiquette on the keyboard with the fingers on like ASR, whatever the hell it is.
But I feel like you would be extra good at it though.
No, because they're silly fingers. They don't do what
they're
you want them to be.
They're slipping and sliding all over
slipping,
the place.
So they're extra fast.
No, they're
extra.
Yeah, maybe
they're extra fast.
If you want it to just spell like
they're
boobs
all
and
lubed
penis.
Up.
Ew.
Oh no, that's why I got in trouble so much. The keyboards were so sticky when I was done using them.
All right, let's get to some more notes. There's a peace conference, and they bring this up, I believe, because that's the, what's the word I'm looking for? How to write off the three actors from the show is that they're going to a peace conference, I believe.
World unity.
Yes, and they're like, oh, wouldn't it be so great to, like, go all across the world and teach children about world unity? And it's like, maybe.
I was like, first of all, what the fuck does that even mean? Second of all, why are you going across the world? Like, why wouldn't it just be in the U.S.? Like, that would be so expensive.
Wait, so they said that they were at a peace conference?
Yeah.
They plot holed themselves they also said that.
No, they're bringing up this peace conference because that's eventually where they go.
Oh, okay.
And if this ends up being like where Billy and Kimberly end up going when they get written off the show, I apologize for misspeaking. Let me know. If you really want to let me know in a 5-star iTunes review. I was going to say Amazon.
Fuck Amazon.
So then the putties... Lord Zedd sends them down and he says, disguise yourself as children Power Rangers trick-or-treating and get the White Ranger by himself. So if you guys could disguise yourself as children, what would you do?
Oh, man, if I could disguise myself as a child, what would I do?
I would just do all the free things.
Yes, that's what I have written down, too.
Yeah.
Go to movies for cheap. Go to diners. You're going to get free meals or just $2 meals. I also put down own fucking kids in the, like, 7 to 11 age bracket at the Nintendo World Championship 1990.
You'd still lose.
Yeah, I know I would. Those kids are good.
Just compete in the Junior Olympics, dude. Actually, I would probably still lose at the Junior Olympics, even if I could disguise myself as a child. I have no stamina.
Yeah. Stamina! Get you over the beat! Tech 9! Whenever someone says stamina, you know I'm going to reference that angelic song.
Go to summer camps, because that would be fun.
Yeah, and get free food, hope to and God to pray that you don't get stabbed by someone.
Yeah. It'd be fun, though.
I've been thinking about this. The summer camp industry and the cottage industry, the cabin industry, should all sue the horror movie industry because they've just they've plagued those industries of kids being terrified of them. Or me, I don't want to go to a cabin in the woods, Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I,
Isn't it Joss?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I remember having plenty of opportunities to go away to summer camp. And usually whenever those were brought up, I don't know how, but the fates always aligned to make sure that Friday the 13th was on every time I considered to go to summer camp, and I would always accidentally watch it, and I would always beg my parents not to take me to summer camp after all.
Oh my gosh.
So then I ended up going to Vacation Bible School across the street.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
Heck yeah, man. Free cakewalks. It was legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such an underappreciated cakewalk. Audio people are going to get a kick out of that, but
I laughed nervously because I want to be in the loop.
Oh my God, go downtown. You're in the loop.
Oh my God.
You're right.
Who?
Legit, right. Pumpkin Rapper just raps. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the first episode he's introduced in, he has like pumpkins that he can throw on people's heads and then they turn into pumpkins or something.
Oh, that's a way cooler power than rapping.
I know. 14 years of trying to make that my power hasn't gotten me anywhere.
I think each time we were, the longer we watched this, we kept developing a new favorite villain.
Uh-huh.
Like, because at first Lord Zedd, because, you know, look at him.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous. And then it was definitely Gatekeeper to the Dark Dimension.
Key Monster.
Which I hope, Keymonger, okay.
Monster. It's
oh, Key Monster.
Keymonger's better.
That, I should make fucking villains for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But, no, Key Monster was great because he was just an eternal mood where finding the right key is too hard. So just grab the master key. And then as much as I'm dogging on him, then it was Pumpkin Rapper because he just always had some shit to say.
Yeah.
Love him.
Oh, guys.
Just, just constantly getting his words in. I love him.
There's going to be a Pumpkin Rapper Lightning collection, I believe, like a new action figure. And guys, in the description, we have a P.O. box. If you want to send me a gift, I very much enjoy the Pumpkin Wrapper.
I love President Gravestone.
Which is Doomstone in this episode.
Doomstone?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, that kind of is good. It's like Tombstone.
Sure. Tombstone pizza.
You also had Rhino Blaster.
Don't like it.
Snizzard.
Hate it.
We also had Primator.
Nope, throw that in the trash.
The Invincible Flytrap.
You can't even say that one.
Yeah, I know. Let me know how you would read this.
Was it Inviscerator?
No, it's this. It's the last one in pink at the bottom.
Is it like Invincible?
Invincible.
Why?
Oh, like Venus Flytrap.
So it's Invincible.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Invincible Flytrap.
I just don't know how to
She was my favorite. She just ran in there, got spun around and tripped, and she was out of the fight.
My favorite was that weird clown mime with the sparkle tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was my favorite monster, too.
I have a question.
Yeah, what up? I have answer.
Do the putties, like, are they always able to shape shift?
No idea.
Okay.
I'm guessing they can.
Yeah.
But hey, guys, let us know in a 5-star iTunes review.
So what was up with the, what's up with the two dudes accosting children to see if they're Power Rangers?
Well, that's Bulk and Skull.
They're the comedy relief.
They straight up were attacking children.
If you couldn't tell by their theme music.
My favorite thing ever from this podcast is me telling Nicole, I go, oh, that's Bulk and Skull. And she's like, what the fuck are their names? Of just being so far removed from Power Rangers that, like, yeah, those are weird names to give people. Bulk
just weird people
and Skull.
That were just thrown into the series. At least it teaches a good message to kids not to, approach weirdos, especially when they tried to do that fake crying thing.
Yeah, and to possibly, hey, even though you couldn't do it because it would be dangerous and it's real weapons, keep mace on you as a child in case someone tries to accost you. Because that silly string scene, before it started shooting out, I was like, holy shit, she's about to mace him.
He's about to mace that guy.
I was like, a child is about to mace a teenager. I was about to say adult. But it would have been so freaking funny. I'm no longer cursing on this show.
Okay.
Oh, should I stop cursing?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
And then Jason David Frank, JDF, Tommy Oliver is like your friend who doesn't have kids around your friends with kids, because he's like, huh, scary stuff, am I right? And he like just shakes a skeleton.
Exactly something you would do.
Yeah, I know. But, like
sarcastically.
Yes. I'm not being genuine to be like trying to make some connection. No, you talk to children like they're an adult.
That's something I would unironically do because I don't know how to hang out with children. And I constantly, like, I've had a few people in life, like coworkers and friends who have had kids. And whenever I hang out with their kids, they're like, so, like, do you not like kids? And that I feel so bad because that's apparently always the vibe I give off. And I'm like, no, I just don't know how to chill out with a kid. I always accidentally doing something weird.
Just treat them like an adult. This is the best advice I can give you as being an uncle. Don't talk down to them. Like, start bringing up stocks. Like, yeah, they'll be like, you're a weirdo, but they'll think it's funny. They'll also feel appreciated that you aren't talking down to them.
So I'll just, like, start and pull up my depressed smoker attitude and be like, so the Dow Jones fell 50 points today to the kid.
Yeah, or you
they
like,
probably think that was hilarious.
You like anime, bring up a child-like anime.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, bring up Sailor Moon.
Righteous.
You love Avatar The Last Airbender, I bet, because you're a person who isn't me.
Do you not like Avatar?
Thank you, I can finally talk because I was watching the Twitch stream of talking about it, and I felt... I was frustrated because I could not speak words.
Okay, so you like Avatar, Nicole, right?
He left right before, like, the show actually starts. What I mean? Like
when it's
right
still, like, sequential?
Right before the Moon Princess arc. Yeah.
James,
I was like, literally the next episode. I was like, James, you left right when it starts getting really good.
Okay.
Right when the story actually starts, like,
yeah,
coming together.
I give TV series 3 episodes. I say, like, hey, if it doesn't grab me by then, if I don't, I'm not saying it's a bad show. That's not what I'm saying. It's just not for me. But I gave this show 13 episodes, and I was like, it's still... doesn't resonate with me.
That's because we're still trying to make money at that point. They're still trying to make sure that they actually had a show that they could take several seasons.
Yeah, it's like Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, the first season, I think, was only like 8 episodes. And from the beginning, I think it's good.
Okay, okay.
We're going to start a podcast.
No, I don't want another fucking watch-along podcast.
You're going to have to do it.
No.
I'm changing Hidden Credit into a watch-along podcast for Avatar The Last Airbender.
I'd rather that because it'd be a hell of a lot easier to edit and easier to organize people to get into things. And I won't have to worry about fucking puzzles.
No, you just...
Like, after 10 minutes of someone not understanding a puzzle, just have us roll all insight checks or investigation checks, and then it's like, oh, here's a big hint, not like a cryptic hint.
Well, that's not critical thinking promoting.
But it's for a podcast. Yes, it makes sense if we're playing for 4 hours on a Saturday, but if
it
we're
wasn't
trying...
a hard puzzle.
No, I'm talking about the goddamn Numoria shit.
Oh.
We've been stuck on the same thing for 3 hours. And then you're like, no, I've been giving hints throughout the entire thing. And it's like, if no one knows you're giving a hint, it's not a hint.
Oh my. Okay. Here. I'm going to, we're going to consult crew about this. If you guys need a big old hint, I'll give you a big old hint.
We've been asking for that, bro.
I wanted you to think harder.
Oh my God. All right. Does anyone have any notes that we got to get to? What's up?
So one of the Rangers gets the morpher back and is like going to throw it to Tommy, the White Ranger, and is like, here, catch, and then just throws it at the ground.
Just clatters along the ground. I have a theory for that. I have a theory, actually, because it seems like this is the Ranger series that I'm thinking about, that when it comes to like the Rangers morphing up and everything, it seems like they're using the Japanese footage. And like, wasn't it like one of the Rangers that wasn't on set that day that threw the morpher at him?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think they were thinking like that, because by this time they were still filming their own stuff.
Were they?
Yeah, they.
Because it definitely, like, when they were all morphed up, it feels like the video quality like just shifted.
So the pumpkin wrapper was never used in Sentai. There are a few monsters that just were never ever used. They were made specifically for Power Rangers because they ran out of footage and realized, like, holy shit, we need so many more episodes. So I think maybe because the monsters are top heavy, they know they can't reach down and pick anything up. So like, hey, instead of throwing it in the air for someone to grab it, sure. I don't know.
That's a thing though, right? Am I complete off basis? Don't they, at least in one Power Ranger series, when they morph up, they just use the action scenes from...
Yeah.
Okay, from the Japanese
in most
production.
Of it, they do. Mm-hmm. But because this was a weird... Like, there's no Halloween episode in, I think,
in any... In Japanese Sentai.
Yeah. A lot of them are primarily scary Halloween episodes, I would say, because they're frightening.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I have one more note, which is, you know, the like overbearing girlfriend or boyfriend who's like, oh, I need to know where you are at all times. Kimberly messages Tommy and goes, Tommy, there has to be something wrong, Billy. And then is immediately reassured. So if any overbearing spouse is watching this, they're like, I told you, David, this right here. You think I'm crazy, but you could be snatched by an interdimensional demon who is trying to kill you.
No, we called that too the second it happened. We were like, you gave him a second to respond. He's out chaperoning kids. Give him a second.
He would have heard the beep, 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 beep. And then all the time they have to find a corridor that no one is in and talk. Saying, Tommy, he's not here. And then Zordon's neck moving ass reassures you that your suspicions were correct.
Zordon's silly neck.
Oh, that's the name of this.
Zordon's yes.
All right. Does anyone else have any pressing notes? Because we got to start wrapping it up.
The only thing that I had is after we watched this, we were curious enough to check out the most recent Power Rangers series. Like, was it like Morph Beasts or
Beast
Morphers?
Morphers? Yeah.
Yeah. Red Ranger's a black dude now? Hell yeah. That's it. That's all I got to say, man. I'm glad that they finally took away or like mixing up the formula a bit there, at least for to my knowledge anyways.
No, we've had a lot of black Red Rangers.
We've had, really?
Yeah.
Since when? When was the first one?
Oh boy, I know I'm gonna get this wrong. Possibly SPD might have been the first, but there might have been before, which that was in like 2003 or something.
Yo, that's dope as hell.
Yeah,
I'm about it. That's all. I was stoked to see it.
Now we need a gay Red Ranger.
Yeah. To make up for the first series.
I think Hasbro would do it, but Toei might. If they're still with Toei, they might have issue with it.
I don't know. Hopefully, because a lot of children's shows have really been supportive in introducing the LGBT community. So hopefully Power Rangers will find their stride with that too.
And now that Saban is out, I think it will happen because... Monty from Victor and Monty in Ninja Steel, the actor wanted and played his character to be in love with Victor.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, Monty is in love with Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And they, Saban and, like, producers kept telling him to tone it down because they did not want that.
Well, here's to progress. Hopefully it keeps happening.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. And speaking of progress, hey, guys, vote.
Vote.
And speaking of also doing that kind of stuff, Corey, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, of course. Check out my Twitch channel, Nomads101. We do some map making streams for some chill vibes and everything. And aside from that, we also do just a collection of random games, usually with friends and Among Us, because, hey, man, I need company. We all need a little company. It's lonely out here, but be safe.
And Saturday, you know? The Halloween, you might be streaming Among Us with Hit It and Crit It guys.
That's exactly. Yeah, I was just about to get to that. I'm excited for that. Everyone, you might actually, Jay might stop by, so we'll have a chance to meet Jay again. I say again because I just forgot that she was actually on an episode of I'll Get There.
Also on an episode of Mostly Love and Lucha.
And also Mostly Love and Lucha. I was just saying the first appearance. I'm sorry.
I'm little Corey.
Oh my God.
I'm in the house.
And if you haven't already, obviously, check out Hidden Credit. Hopefully, we're getting back to that soon, right?
Hopefully, if everyone has a way to record their own audio track, that's the only thing that we need to do.
Awesome. Then, yeah, hopefully that will be making its resurgence pretty soon. I'll see if about giving a hint to the Zora puzzle, or the new Moron puzzle.
Zora? Oh, man.
Is that the hint?
I shouldn't have said that.
It might be.
Oh, no. yeah, that's all I got.
Nicole, what you got to plug?
First off, I want to say that tomorrow, for our listeners, tomorrow will be released the Vampire's Kiss episode of Engage with Nicolas Cage. Is that correct?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I'm not fucking this up. Okay. Yes. I am very excited for this. It is just the peak of Nicolas Cage's insanity. And I'm just, and it's, we did not plan this to be on Halloween. It just happened. And that's amazing. So y'all sign up for our Patreon to listen to that because it's going to be awesome.
And if they wanted to sign up, where would they go?
I don't know, James. Where would they go?
Patreon.com/MLM pod. And to listen to those, you just need to be on the $5 tier. But gracious people who subscribe to the $10 tier get shout outs every episode, such as Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., aka our old boss, The Waz. Orion, the rapper Defo, which at the end of this episode, I will put the song that him and I just did called The Devil's Worst Nightmare. Then we also have Two Grapes, aka Two Graves, Kayla, Duo Grunfox, that's two fox for the price of grun, Tyler Wright, and Elliot W, aka Garlic Sunshine on Instagram, who made fan art of Corwin and I for This Movie's Gay.
Mm-hmm.
But go over there. Also on Saturday over on twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinsentai, the $10 patrons and us will be going through the last half of darkness. It's an MSS, or not MSS, an MS-DOS game. Oh, we should call it that, MSS-DOS, because Mostly Speaking Sentai, people wouldn't get it, but it's fine. It's a horror game that scared me as a child, and we're going to play through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But hey. Nicole, what else you got to plug?
Ooh, go to darlinghomebody.com for creepy cute stuff. Follow Darling Homebody on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. And go to patreon.com/darlinghomebody for a monthly sticker or magnet.
Cheer! Also, guys, I brought up my rap music before. It'll be at the end. And if you're interested in listening to more, also, it was in the beginning. This is a rap-heavy episode and pumpkin rapper. Holy crap. Listen to it under Marshland Monster, which can be found anywhere music is found. Or by going to mlmpod.com, you can download all of my previous albums, including King Kaiser X. It's a Godzilla-themed one. It's one of my favorite albums that I've done. It's very good. All of that's for free over there. Also find information about This Movie's Gay and What the Hellmouth over there. What the Hellmouth, we're doing a spinoff podcast on Patreon starting next month called The Podcast That Be, where we're watching Angel because it syncs up with Buffy now. And finally, this week, it's either being released on Halloween or sometime before. Subscribe to That Other Toku Podcast. They invited us over onto there. We were able to talk about Shin Kamen Rider. It's a weird movie, and we got to talk to them about it.
It was fun.
Yeah, very fun. It's a great episode. What, them silly hands, guys.
I got them silly hands.
All right, guys. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Corey.
And we've been mostly
screaming Sentai.
I was going to ask if you guys wanted to. Also, guys, like our best friend, keep him in your memories. Read Crumbums to do that. Mm-hmm. There's a link in the description to check that out. We miss you. We always will. You're the greatest little guy we ever knew. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Take this lethal vivid hit to see it. Consciousness is fading. Quit with needle dripping bliss. You're unresponsive in a drainage dish. Your treatment splits to hate the shit. Got your frantic feeling blasphemously tedious. A painless list of frantic bleeding chalices. What's hiding with this frightening bridge to not just more than violence is. I cry and miss besides the lich. I'm riding when you ride the wish. I'm screaming fear, Satan is shared. Tragic sins inhale the bliss and incubus inhabiting a panic and paralysis. With me, saliva sedatives. You'll peer inside with terrorists. A fear for riot penances. That clear messiah menaces. Our memories you blocked. A disheveled cursed to bite. Prayer never to be stopped. I'm the devil's worst nightmare. Flame Jackson aimed at your brain cavity till you pass play back. Independent, no boss, no name tag. Keep the instrumental on loop like a racetrack. Any beat that you got, I'm about to repo. About to go big is my ego. School your ass, but who are we though? It's so much monster and me T-Foe. Marching under your feet, cause I am a monster. When I slide these beats, only makes you strong. All you fake MCs better call a doctor when I bomb your club so they'll know it's on a roll. Peace up and I'm never letting up, I'm getting up. All you other tune rappers will be ending up in a coffin, locked in. I'm just rubbing up my intro to bitch, I'm not giving a fuck a beat. Top gun, you can call me Goose. But when the hospital lets me on the loose, I'll be running down the street with no clothes or shoes. And attack the instrumental till I leave a bruise. Get a picture like an icon, lights on dick. More hungry than Amazon Python. Ain't nobody on top, I can ride on my music touch. More people than Joe Biden. In 1 week with no label, 20,000 views of my COVID single. Then from nothing and all of a sudden my shit's popping up just like a can of Pringles. Get a pillow with a blanket out there, and you better go change your diaper. No, I don't fight fair, cause I'm the devil's worst nightmare.
Haunted Wipeout, Jaws style.
A skeleton surfing on a wave.
Do you think Saw is just Haunted Wipeout?
Wait, what?
No.
The Saw franchise?
Uh-uh.
No. What?
No, because that's more... Because Saw is like a puzzle, where Wipeout is more of like an obstacle course.
Wipeout's just like a physical puzzle.
I guess. Sure.
I thought you meant the song Wipeout, and I was like, I don't know. Or like wiping out
on
surfboard.
Here.
I was confused. Okay.